We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I am blessed to have close friends that are police officers that gave me a ton of insight this morning. To a woman, all of them agree that what happened in Minneapolis is disgusting and egregious, and the officer should be punished. All of them are concerned that everybody will not believe that this is how they live their lives, and they want you to know they don't. It's very difficult. I've also been very lucky to have great friends who are great lawyers, and Tim O'Brien falls in that category and has had a significant number of cases involving folks who had issues, civil rights issues with police officers. He's also defended police officers. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Excellent, sir. All right. You're the expert. You have so much history in this area. Jump in here, sir. Give me your assessment.
I really don't know where to begin, given how egregiously poor was the use of force in this case. It violates every basic standard that has been applied or developed for the use of deadly force going back now 40 years. Every police officer knows that deadly force should only be used where there's an imminent threat of bodily harm to the officer or others. Factors like the severity of the crime should be taken into account. Is the person suspect actively resisting or fleeing, having allegedly committed a serious felony? None of those criteria were met in this case. It's just one of the most blatant disregards for the standards enunciated by the Supreme Court in the landmark decision of Graham versus Connor that I have ever observed. It's so callous. It's shocking to watch, and it's shocking to believe that a police officer could do that, not just in an isolated situation, but surrounded by three other police officers who take no action. And I think one of the critical points here is that, as you mentioned, not all police officers engage in this kind of conduct. Not all police officers are bad. But here's the key.
Yes, sir.
All police officers have a license to kill. And not all police officers who have that license are properly trained. They're not properly supervised. And too many of them have either explicit or implicit racial bias that results in these kinds of deaths too frequently across the country.
Tim, it doesn't help. And look, this is just my amateur view, and it is amateur, sir.
Yeah.
It doesn't help that Minneapolis police policy allows neck restraints. Only, again, as you suggested, when the suspect is actively resisting. They shouldn't have that opportunity at all. We're going to talk to a cop that trains officers. They don't even train that now.
No.
Why would you allow that in training? That opens the door, does it not, sir?
Oh, it does. That type of a technique, any use of force above the shoulders, is not to be used. It's only to be used in that situation or in that circumstance where deadly force would be appropriate because of the fact that it can cause such harm. So the police department here has responsibility for what happened in having such a technique. But even under their standard, you're not to use that if you have information that would lead you to believe or know that you might kill somebody while using it. And this police officer knew that because the suspect was telling him, I can't breathe.
God, it's such a pattern of lies, Tim, because their initial argument was obviously to back up their training in saying that the suspect was actively resisting. So then you see the video of when he was first grabbed, and he was so chilled out. He was so calm. It was a bad, was a forgery of some sort. So they had lies upon lies. It looks that way anyway.
It does. And again, the problem is not only just this case.
Right.
We get to see this for many people. Maybe it's the first time they get to see it where it is indisputable what happened. But I know from my experience of having litigated these cases now for almost 40 years,
yes, sir.
This is not unique.
Is it endemic in all departments or just certain departments? Is it endemic in all officers or just a few officers, sir?
Well, it's a systemic problem.
Okay.
And it is pervasive. It doesn't happen in all police departments, but because it is systemic, it will manifest itself repeatedly. And why it is systemic is because police officers are not properly trained to use deadly force. I'll guarantee you that the Minneapolis Police Department rarely, if ever, has deadly force training involving scenarios where you would need to use it. And that's true throughout the country and throughout many police departments. So they're not properly trained as to when to use it. They're not accustomed to using it, but although this police officer apparently has already killed three other people. And there's not adequate training to deal with biases that human beings have, including police.
I don't want to run out of time with you, but this is important to ask. Yeah. The public always says, why aren't they arrested immediately? As a suspect would be in a murder on the streets. It happens all day long. I've seen it 100 times. Why aren't they arrested immediately, sir?
I don't have an explanation for that.
Okay.
There's no reason why a police officer who there's a difference, obviously, because police do have the authority to use deadly force.
Yes.
So there's always that threshold that has to be met. But once you have the facts presented to you, there's probable cause and arrest should ensue just as it would under any other circumstance.
Tim O'Brien, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure.
Good talking to you, Meg.
Thank you for joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.